going on down there?
In episode 86, myself and Aaron went on for a while about the Oscars, and at least two people mentioned they wanted to hear it, thus this supplemental. This is dedicated especially to Seth Buzzard, because he really loves it when people talk about the Oscars, and I think that if you have thoughts about the Oscars, you should PM them to Seth Buzzard, because he wants to know about it. Anyway, enjoy!
By the way, I read the thread about the Razzies. I made a point of reading it when it was 4 pages long, and people did get really heated in there. And I want to reiterate what we said before. It's really no point getting that angry over the Razzies. I mean, over the Oscars either, but especially over the Razzies. I mean, like, it's all in good fun. And like I said before, if you like Revenge of the Fallen, and I enjoyed watching it, if someone walks up to you and goes, like, how can you like a movie that got a Razzie? Then they're dumb, so don't care about it. Look at me. I'm having fun with the Razzies. Join my movement.
Where my frustration comes in is to see Avatar was nominated for 9, got 3. Hurt Locker was nominated for stuff that I don't know how it got, and it was like, hey, really? Because
Okay.
I didn't see Hurt Locker. I'd like to see Hurt Locker to go, oh yeah, but at the same time, it's...
I was informed of something about Hurt Locker. There's a really good... It is a very solid movie, but what got it Oscar attention is that by giving Hurt Locker all this accolade, the Oscar committee can now say... And I hate saying this, but it's really hard to deny it. They can now say, hey, we recognized fully a female director. We're up with the times. And I hate that because it's like... It's a legitimately good movie by all accounts, but because it's the Oscars, it was the same thing with Heath Ledger getting the Oscar for his role as the Joker. It's such a tainted Oscar because it's wholly deserved, but so clearly done for the wrong reasons, even though there are good reasons to do it.
The other great thing is Catherine Bigelow is James Cameron's ex-wife.
Yeah, that's...
Oh. So I wonder if some of that came in of like, well, look who came out behind your shadow. And it's like, well... You know, okay, but really, every time that I think Hurt Locker was put up against Avatar, Hurt Locker got it, except for, art direction.
Cinematography. Cinematography direction.
Yeah, one of those that's like, okay, we'll, you know, drop this way down here. Okay, Avatar, you get that, and, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean...
It just seems too... politics.
Well, that's the nature of the Oscars.
When it's that far.
Is like every...
I know that.
Well, I mean, like
it's one of those things, it's like...
I'm agreeing with you, though. It's like every time the Oscars happen, it's like right when you've, like, you know, like you and me, we're saying, like, you know, oh, you can't take the Oscars seriously, they're political. There's always still going to be something that happens. It just makes you go, like, I know it's political, but... And then you're like, about something.
Give her director, or give her... You know, one of the big director or picture, you know, all right, you did, you know, good job. And for some reason, you're oppressed because you're a woman in the industry fighting up the men, whatever. I'm not going to go into that whole thing, but it just seems like every place where it could be a push between things, it's this other movie that, again, I don't know how much of it I even ever saw advertised around here.
Yeah,
I don't know if I just missed it or what. I mean, because if it's a movie that's this good, I'd like to have seen it.
And the casualty
last year or so, I've been watching a lot of movies in the theaters.
The casualty of all this too is that when you get these powerhouse movies that are being leveled at each other by the Oscar committee as a political statement, stuff like District 9 just gets lost in the shuffle. And I know a lot of people. I'm not saying it just because I like District 9. I know a lot of people who are pretty sure District 9 should have gotten an Oscar in something. Considering how much it did so well for such a low budget. So,
4 nominations, no wins.
I was so stunned when I heard that. I was like, are you serious? Did they just The Wrestler District 9? Like, that's almost more insulting to me. But then I was like, I can't get insulted because I know it's all dumb. But even so, it's fun to kind of comment on it just because it's so dumb to comment on. And a friend of mine put it best. Who's into filmmaking, he used to look forward to the Oscars so much when he was a kid, and nowadays, all he sees is this kind of sleaziness and this business, and And he's the one who told me Hurt Locker's a good movie, but he knows that it got nominated not for that, or at least not wholly for that, but for, you know, female director. And it's not like being a female director is a bad thing. It's just that the Oscars will levy that and make that a focus, and it will undermine the effort you put into your work. And that's what gets me, is, I don't know. We're talking about something different
like
now.
Star Trek 1-4. Okay, we got to talk about something else because we'll go on about.
Yeah, we're falling into Oscar territory. We'll hold off. If you want to hear us talk about the Oscars, contact us on Twitter. let's go into new pick picks. Let's pick out some pictures that aren't about the Oscars.
hold on, let me go.
Hey, what's up, Lupus and Omegas? How you doing? Me and Aaron kind of fell into a tirade there, I think.
I have to ask this question, though, before you go. Did you ever have the big hand motion in the air?
The big hand motion?
Yeah, just some big hand motion in the air that nobody but you can see.
I didn't do a hand motion, but I did pound my desk once or twice to punctuate. So I was falling into it. Yeah, I was falling way the hell into Oscar ramble.
And I someone play them off.
Okay. New pick picks.
Oh, but you think that's all we did, I bet. Oh, no. During the intermission, again, the Oscars. So once again, I share some of this with you, the listener, and also with you, Seth Buzzard.
So let's move on to an intermission, and then we'll be back with things we got and listener questions. And I'll stick in an intermission. For all my talk about not cutting things out, I might actually pull out our Oscar talk and make that its own thing, just to slice like 20 minutes off the podcast running time.
That'd work.
Foolish noob, it wasn't even 7 minutes. Continue. Continue past me. Continue past even team.
Yeah, I'll even just boil it down to District 9. That's like last Oscars, I boiled it down to The Wrestler. These Oscars, it's District 9. And, like, I'm not even bringing up the movies that didn't even get nominated, like The Road, which should have been nominated for several things.
Oh, The Road can go for itself, but I just hated the book because it wasn't a class assignment thing.
Oh, no, the movie. The movie takes all the repetition out. It's like The Road smoothed out. Like, it's really... Hmm. The movie was so good visually, and the performances... Viggo's performance in it was... astoundingly good, and like the fact that he doesn't even get recognized with a nomination for that performance just like blows my mind. But that's me falling into that whole thing again.
But yeah, it's just I understand. Like I said, I understand that there's politics behind it,
and yeah,
things of that matter. But it's at the same time, you know what? At least throw the recognition in there. You know, you don't have to give it to it if it's still going to be politics. If you want the Cameron's ex-wife to win, to show those boys that, or show the women that are out there that you too can be a director, even though it's a boys' club.
Even though women have been directing for decades, and American Psycho was made by two women.
Yeah, you know, it's...
That's the thing that gets me. American Psycho had a female director and a female screenwriter, and so few people even know that. And then they're making a big deal about Hurt Locker. And I'm like, for crying out loud, American Psycho did it before you. And I'm sure other movies did it before you, too.
Right.
I don't know.
And Zach and Miri, I guess that was last year.
Yeah, that was
going some Kevin Smith Too Fat to Fly thing. But Cop Out couldn't be a couple of dicks because the industry. Oh.
Yeah, I still have to see Cop Out. I got a free movie ticket to check it out.
Like I said, the frustration's that.
And it went on, and on, and on, and on.
Take all of that and add it into the supplemental, too, even after saying, hey, I think I'm going to chop all that out for the supplemental.
Then I'll put in the part, I'll add in the part where I say, hey, I think I'll chop all that out.
Exactly.
All right, we should continue on with what we got.
Can I just pop in real quick?
No! Unless you're talking about the Oscars.
So there's your bare look at what goes on back behind the scenes of WTF and TFW when myself and Aaron are talking about the Oscars. I love you, Seth Buzzard. I love you. I love you.
can't read mine. No, he can't read my poker face. He's got to love nobody. Why do I edit these things at 4:30 in the morning?